A word for you from 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1 and 2. Now the Spirit expressly says that in latter times some will depart from the faith by devoting themselves to deceitful spirits and teachings of demons through the insincerity of liars whose consciences are seared. It then goes on to speak about amazing things that will happen in the last times, not just the wickedness, but in this case, those with seared or burned consciences who forbid marriage and require abstinence from certain food, etc. How does it start? With a burned conscience. You see, the conscience is a God-given gift. Besides the fact that God gives His Spirit to His children, which is of far greater accuracy than just the conscience. In other words, He takes the conscience and He enlivens it and makes it to feel as God feels. But even so, the conscience is given to everyone. And here it's referring to people who seemed to be in the faith. These are not people from pagan religions, but people who, it says, depart from the faith and finally end up believing the teachings of demons. How does it start? Well, they did not listen to their consciences, and so finally it was burned. You see, a burn causes an area of a lack of feeling. If you burn an iron, take a red hot iron and scald your body somewhere, that area loses the nerve endings where you can no longer feel as you should. Now, as an example, there was a tragic plane crash in Spain some years ago. It was a plane that flew right into a mountain and everybody on it was killed. It was Avianca Airlines. But when they found the black box, the flight recorder, this is what they heard. Just a matter of minutes before the crash, the synthesized computer voice in the voice box said in the cabin to the captain and the co-pilot, "Pull up, pull up, pull up." But inexplicably, the pilot said, "Shut up, gringo," in English, and then he flipped off the voice box, and in a matter of minutes, it crashed into the mountain. Mhlawumbe awulaleli unembeza. Kushuguti ekugcineni kuzoba unembeza oshisiwe. And it loses its feeling. It loses the ability to feel what God feels. Is your conscience headed in that direction?